You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. What's up? It's Friday. Hey.
Morning.
Friday. How are you doing, Sandy?
Have you guys ever had that moment where you go out to do errands or whatever and you realize you don't have your debit card? That's a scary moment.
Oh, yeah.
I had that moment last night and I was like, oh my, you don't realize how much you count on that little damn thing until you don't have it. And I left it in a pocket of one of my jackets, but the whole night I was like, oh my God, now, because you know, you can't just get another one. You have to order one. It takes time.
I do that move too, where I don't know what makes me so lazy that I can't jam it back in my wallet, but you use it and then you're like, I'll deal with this later, and you put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then I don't even, yeah. No,
yeah.
It happens.
And then before I went to bed, I was like, oh my God, where is it? I looked everywhere. And then this morning I was like, why don't you check the pockets of this jacket? And boom, there it was. Oh, so sigh of relief.
I'm going to one-up you right now because I took my dad down to San Jose to get his second Moderna vaccination shot. And, you know, when you get your first one, they give you a little card and it says, first vaccination done. Here's the date for the second one. And that card is solid gold because it allows you to travel and all kinds of other things. Well, before I left the house, I checked my wallet. It's there. Before we got out of the car, I checked my wallet. It's there.
Oh, no.
I walk into the hospital and I get up to where I actually have to present it and I can't find it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm having a breakdown like right there in the room because, you know, I'm not the most responsible human being. But when it comes to my dad, like I was on it, man. Yeah. I was on it. And all I could think of was I was wearing a jacket that I hadn't worn in a year because I hadn't gone outside. And I always think that this jacket has an inside coat pocket, but it doesn't. It's actually the lining for the pocket on the outside. So it pretends like it's a pocket on the inside, but there's no bottom to it. All I can think of is in the moment I jammed the card there and it just fell out of the jacket onto the floor in the hospital.
So you lost it?
So I lost it. They had, they had to make,
I thought there was going to be a recovery story from this.
No, they had to make me another one.
Oh my
damn.
God.
She's like, now don't lose this. And she looked at me like I was 8. And I'm like, I know.
Wait, but I have a question, Marcus.
Yes, go ahead.
How did they know that your dad was there for his second shot if you had no proof of the first one?
They have him in the computer.
Oh, okay.
This isn't the Dewey Decimal System in 1982. They have what are called computers, Jason.
All right, okay. Well, thank you.
What you do is you type your name in.
There were 200 people out there that thought that.
You type your name in and your birth date, and it comes up.
Okay.
It's medical records. I'll stop. But the best part about yesterday, though, was actually leaving the house and getting pretty to do so. Like, I put on a clean shirt, and I put on this jacket that it's kind of like a shirt jacket I hadn't worn in forever. And then, Sandy, not only did I shower, but I put product in my hair.
Oh, my gosh. You're a brand new person.
Sandy, there's actually photo proof of this. I'll repost this.
Proof
on Marcus
of Marcus leaving the house?
Yeah. Look here.
My dad's haircut looks fresh, too. My wife is very talented.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you cared yesterday. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
I did. And then so I'm walking out of the bathroom, and my wife's in the hallway. I'm like, hey, what's up? She goes, wow, you got all gussied up. I'm like, yeah. I go, I saw Chris Cornell in a magazine wearing the same jacket, so I'm pretty much Chris Cornell right now. She just, that's her hero. She just rolled her eyes. I go, come on. You kind of want me like Chris Cornell, don't you?
She's like, no.
No. But it was cool to leave the house. I'll tell you what, I felt pretty. I did.
I know, it's a whole new world out there. Whole new world. In fact, we're going to be talking about this in a few minutes. I had my first indoor dining experience last night.
Oh, look out.
I was not planning on it. It just kind of happened, but it was so like exhilarating, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Nice. We'll get to that at 6:25. Hang on. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Good morning. It's Friday, and yesterday, Sandy got to experience something we haven't experienced in over a year. Indoor dining.
Yep.
What?
I know. It was so surreal, you guys. So surreal. I went to Pacifica. I met my friend Anne. We do a little beach hike. And usually there's a restaurant called Nick's.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually eat in their parking lot because that's where most restaurants set up their little booths now, outdoor dining. So after our hike, I thought, why are there cars in the parking lot? I don't understand. Where are the tables? And then we looked inside and people were sitting at the tables. And I said, people, are we eating indoors now? And it's so weird. And if you've experienced indoor dining recently, you'll know it's just, it is like visiting a past life. Because you walk inside, you see people sitting down, you see people eating without masks, and it's 100% normal. But we're so not used to it that you forget how much you enjoyed it. And at first we were like, should we eat outside? It's so nice outside. But then it felt like an indulgence to eat inside.
I don't know. Like, I love Nick's, but if I'm there, I want to eat outside because the ocean's right there. By the way, that's one of the best spots to do an Instagram selfie on planet Earth also.
Oh, we took a million photos. We did.
Yeah, no.
But because we were so excited, and then it just felt like we just walked, and it was so weird. It felt like I was time traveling, but but like instead of like the 1800s, it was 2019. You know, it was literally almost two. Like, it was so crazy. And we sat in a booth, and there was another couple, you know, 6 feet away from us. But I looked up at the woman in the couple, and we both smiled at each other like, holy crap, we're doing this. We're indoor dining. Look at us go.
The smile probably did it for you. I've noticed that, you know, people, because we're wearing masks, subconsciously, we're no longer saying hello to our neighbors because you can't see my, you know, you can't see my mouth.
Yeah.
I can't smile at you. But when you have the mask off, all of a sudden you're human again and you're neighbors again.
It's just one of those things, I think, as people get more used to it, you know, it will feel normal again, but you just have to start doing it. And this is not, going to dinner is not a weird thing. Having dining indoors is not weird. It's just we haven't been able to do it for so long that we've gotten used to what we've gotten used to. And I do love outdoor dining. I will say I have a new respect for it after this. But man, it was nice yesterday. We both ordered a martini.
Yeah.
We cheersed. And it wasn't even usually it's like a cheers, girls' day. I was like, no, let's cheers that we're having an indoor dining experience. And it was their first day serving indoors.
Were they at like 25% capacity or whatever? They do that?
I don't know. There wasn't a ton of people. So, right. Yeah. But it was enough where I was like, wow, this place, it felt like an amusement park just because it was so exciting.
I posted a meme yesterday that pretty much is me. Said, this pandemic has forced me to realize that 90% of my social life was just meeting up with friends to eat. And that's 100% true. Like, I felt personally attacked. I was like, yeah, when I can go back to restaurants again, I'll get myself back. Now, I'm one of those people that does like to eat outside, so 9 out of 10 times I'm eating outside anyway. But just to get to the point where I'm comfortable, you know, being even outside eating will be really nice. But good for you, man. That sounds like a
blast.
No, it
was wonderful. And I highly recommend it. If your county is there, you know, I say if you're comfortable, go for it. I did and I loved it.
I'm going to highly recommend Nick's Cove. I think it's called Nick's. Well, it's Nick's whatever. It's in Pacifica. It's an institution. They have one of those dingy-ass bars that serves great drinks, and they have great clam chowder. So support local. 6:23. We're going to check what's trending in a bit.
People think they know the sex of Meghan Markle's baby based on something she wore this week in an interview.
Right.
We'll talk about that at 6:50.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's Friday morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. There's a new survey that reveals both men and women would rather reveal their weight than their salary. These are two very personal things. It really depends on how you feel. I would rather reveal my weight, but I would still lie about it. That's where I stand.
That's not an option, though. You got to be honest. No. Otherwise,
nope. No one's going to know if I lie. They're not going to put me on a scale and look.
There's no asterisk on this survey that says, you must tell the truth.
I make my own truth.
Sandy has a tremendous moral compass, unless it comes to that number.
Yeah, no. Then I do what I want. What about you?
First of all, here's why I love everybody that listens to this show. It's because, you know, we put it up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. Would you rather reveal your weight or your salary? And the answers were clearly either weight, salary, or F your stupid survey. That was the Kelly writes, leave them nosy people behind. This is your business. Give them the salute, middle finger emoji. And then Keen writes, neither figure should matter to anyone but me, myself, and I. If it does, you have issues, judgy face emoji. I'm like, dude, we're just fun in here. We're just fun and just
it's
relax.
It's just a survey. I love Tobias. He said, I'm broke with a gut. Next question. So honest.
I would do weight all day. You're never going to know my number. I'm too protective about my finances. But weight all day long. Also, I have the privilege of being a dude. And for a lot of guys, a big number is a badge of honor. You know what I mean? Not necessarily for me, but like I have no problem telling you. I'm 191. There, boom. I've been as high as 245. There, boom. But it's easier for guys. It really is. Because we're supposed to, you know what I mean? If you confront a guy about his weight, he's going to look at you and go, it'll be something to the effect of, what? I'm a big eater. I'm a big man. I'm a big eater. That's what you're going to get. So, Jason, what about you? Where are you at?
I don't really care. Oh, I don't really care about either if I'm really thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I wish I made a lot more money. But, you know, a lot of people are struggling right now. So it's like I'm not that embarrassed about my salary. And I don't care about my weight either. I haven't weighed myself in like 6 months. So I don't really know that number, actually, to be honest with you.
This is Sandy. This is the same guy who's in his feelings 3 months ago because he was putting on weight from eating too many Safeway cookies. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Then I just gave up on life. Now I don't care.
I think money just makes people weird. You start talking salaries, all of a sudden it gets squirrely. I don't know.
I think both are the two most personal things you can reveal to someone, your weight and your salary. So why do we have to choose?
100%.
I'm going to tell you my weight, and I'm going to tell you the weight I want to tell you. That's where I stand on this. So let us know what you think. We do have this on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. That's where I stand.
I'm going to tell you my weight in my reality, which would be about 170. Thanks for asking.
Right.
Yeah, let us know on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. We'll check what's trending in about 10 minutes at 6:50 on Star 101.3. Here's Sam Smith. Good morning.
Now it's What's Trending.
What's Trending.
What's Trending. With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending.
So earlier this week, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were doing an interview for Spotify, and it was a video interview, and she was sitting on the couch in a really pretty Oscar de la Renta dress, and she wore a bright pink sparkly sapphire ring, and everybody thinks, okay, pink ring, this has got to be her way of hinting that she's having a girl. Who knows? I don't know. You never know.
Be neat.
Prince Harry was also on the Late Late Show with James Corden last night. I'm putting that on the blog as we speak, but it was so cute. They went on a double-decker bus and had high tea, and then they visited the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's house. And they visited the new owners, and the greatest part was Harry actually needed to pee so bad that it wasn't in the script. He's like, I actually really have to wee, can I? And he ran in and went to the bathroom. It was so funny.
At somebody's house?
Yeah, at the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house. There's an actual owner of this mansion. And they were standing outside, and he ran inside to pee. I just think that's hilarious.
How much do you want to bet he just wanted to see the inside of the house?
No way, dude. He needed to pee. I could tell. He was doing the shuffle.
Ah, okay.
Guy pulled that. You watch the video, you let me know. But I don't think he would just... He's a royal. Hasn't he seen the nicest houses in the world?
Fair point. Fair point. God, who does James Corden have in his phone, man? That guy's a boss.
He was at their wedding. They are good friends. This is a really sad story about Lady Gaga's dog walker. Now, she's in Italy right now filming something, but her dog walker was in Los Angeles yesterday with her French bulldogs, and this guy was shot and robbed at gunpoint.
God.
He is in critical condition. He's okay. He's alive, but the dogs are still missing, so they've set up a $500,000 reward for it, and I just think that's terrible.
Good
I can't
Lord.
Even imagine. Oof. Nick Jonas has a new album coming out called Spaceman, and he released the lead single yesterday, also called Spaceman. Here's a few seconds.
And I'm talking to you, but it never feels like it comes through. I'm on my own, I'm a spaceman.
Like it.
So good.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
So March 12th is when his new album comes out. Also on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, Martha Stewart looks so good. Like, she is 79, and these thirst trap photos are unreal. She did a photo shoot for Harper's Bazaar. So if you want to see it, Martha Stewart's coming to get your man. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of Martha, like the most gangster headline ever, Martha Stewart revealed in a recent interview that she's still pissed that her parole officer wouldn't let her host SNL. So in this same article where you see the picture that's on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, she talks about how, you know, Saturday Night Live wanted her to host, but she was on probation for that stuff that happened, you know, back in 2004. She had spent 5 months in a federal prison, was on probation, and her PO would not give her the time off to go host. She goes, you know, I would have really liked to put that on my resume.
Aww.
Aww.
She still has time to host. She would be a fabulous host.
I mean, the fact that she just put it in the universe, they're going to call her tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know this is happening.
And guess, you know who the musical guest is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be Snoop.
Absolutely. It can't not be. It can't not be.
We're finally going to see them smoke weed on stage together.
Oh, my God. That's... Yay. They are the dream team.
The FDA, the staff has endorsed Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. This is a single-shot vaccine for emergency use. This is a big step in bringing a third shot to the U.S. marketplace. So the staff report, which was released on Wednesday, what it does is it briefs the FDA's actual, there's a little committee called the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. It's a huge title. So they meet on Friday to see whether or not they're going to approve Johnson & Johnson's shot. They don't have to listen to the report, but they often do. So this is probably good news for more vaccines out there. Speaking of which, on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, I took my father, the most interesting man in the world, down to Good Samaritan in San Jose to get his second shot. So he's all wrapped up. Pretty cool, man. So Stanford has a satellite clinic. Everybody there is so nice.
I know.
They're so nice.
You're like best friends with all of them.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody that's doing vaccine shot administrations. And because dealing like with one old person can be a challenge. When you have roomfuls, it's challenging. They're all very, very, very nice people. So thank you so much. If you want to see the picture of the two of us, including his fresh haircut that my wife just gave him, it's me and my dad. You can go follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog
at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. At 7:05 weekday mornings, we do Second Date Update, and now there's a replay at 9:05 because it's so popular and you're getting up later.
Yep.
Let's be real. Explain Second Date Update for those people that are new to the show.
Okay, so if you go on a date and you don't hear back from the person you went out with and it's all weird now, mm-hmm. we will try to call them to find out what's going on.
So we've got Will on the phone. Will, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi there.
All right.
All right, so Will, we got your email. So let's talk about Monica. How did you guys meet initially, and then what was your date?
Yeah, so Monica and I, we met on Bumble and decided to just take things slow with a Zoom call.
Okay.
Sure.
It was great. We both ordered Mexican food and had a nice virtual dinner date. I thought it went great. It was cute. It was super chill. I think we got along because we both have mutual friends we didn't even know about, which
is
awesome.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes, found out we were both in advertising.
Nice.
It's such a small world.
Right.
So afterward, I thought it was great, but she legit disappeared, like nothing. There's unanswered texts. I left calls and messages, but she just won't get back to me. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
That's weird.
Listen, we're going to call Monica, and then we'll ask her a couple of questions. Can you hang on the line for a song?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, dude. Okay. We'll be back. It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. Don't move. It's more music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. Will has been holding because we're doing Second Date Update, and he called us about Monica. Now, just to recap real quick.
All right, so it looks like you guys met on Bumble, and you just did a simple Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
You said you both had Mexican mm-hmm. food. It was a fun date. You had a lot of friends in common that you didn't even know about. So that sounds like a perfect setup. And is it that she's not getting back to any of your texts or calls since? Or has she given you like an emoji at least?
No, she's just been ghosting me.
Ew, okay.
The full ghost. All right. Well, you know how the segment works. We're going to call her. We'll leave you on the line, and we'll see what she says. Maybe we'll get some answers, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Cool. Your phone out. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning, Monica.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Monica, this is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3.
Monica, good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Are you in bed? Or did we wake you up?
I mean, feel I suppose, like... why
no.
wouldn't she be?
Oh. No. I just moved to the Bay like a month ago, so I don't usually tune in until not... Yeah, sorry.
Monica, you can just tell us you're still asleep. You don't have to make this elaborate.
Well, it is really weird if, like, if we were new somewhere and a radio station called us, I'd be freaked out. I don't blame
you. You don't have to make up the relocation story. You can tell us that you just don't get up early anymore. Like, Zoom call starts at 8:30. You're up at 8:25. I get it. It's real talk. I get it.
Well, so Monica, we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we talk to people out in the dating world. And we actually got an email from a guy that you went out with named Will, who said he had a great talk with you. He'd love to talk to you again, maybe see you in person one day. But he feels like you're ignoring him. And we just want to see where you're at.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did. But
was he weird?
So gross.
He's what?
No.
He's gross?
He's gross.
Why?
Yeah, I can't. Well, you know, like, he didn't know how to eat. We had this Zoom date, and we ordered Mexican and ate on camera, like an actual dinner date through the computer, which is kind of cute, but he's a grown-ass man, and he ate his enchiladas like a four-year-old, like sauce all over his face, cheese stringing out of his mouth, like lip smacking, and like it was just really gross, especially on camera. And it got even weirder. His dog came into the frame, cute dog. He literally yelled out, "Give daddy a kiss," leaning down with guacamole on a chip and letting the dog take it out of his mouth.
Ew.
No, I can't.
Okay, hey, so Monica, Will's actually on the line with us.
Hey, Will.
Right now.
Well,
hey.
So, yeah, hey. Monica sounds grossed out. Will, what's the deal? What's going on here?
Well, I can't believe you're so uptight, Monica. Like, it's not that serious, honestly. Like, and Morty, my dog's name is Morty. He's my best friend. He's ride or die with me. Besides, like, it's a well-known fact dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans, so it doesn't even matter. Like, most people think it's a really cool party trick, honestly.
Oh, okay.
A party trick?
Well, I mean, I get, like, everybody wants to, like, give their dogs food or dinner or whatever, but, like, dude, from your mouth while you're talking to a woman?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't even know if Monica's still there.
Monica's
Did you hang up? Is she there?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm here. I mean, I love dogs, don't get me wrong. It's just a little too far. I mean, dogs eat poop. How do you know your dog doesn't? Or lick their own butts? Like, they clean? I'm just really grossed out.
As far as I know, he doesn't.
I mean, you say your dog doesn't, but you don't know what he's doing when you're not there.
I mean... Well, to be fair, he's probably always there.
What you don't know won't hurt you, right?
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's a good
Will's
attitude.
Logic is hilarious.
It's Monica, is that a hard no?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Hold on, you guys. Ooh. I mean, I love dogs and all.
Yeah, that's a no.
Anyway, 7:05 weekday mornings, of course, we do Second Date Update, so make sure you're tuned in. We will replay at 9:05, and then we have a bunch of them up. On the podcast, go to download the iHeartRadio app and search out Marcus and Sandy Second Date Update.
Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. It's Friday morning. It would be amazing for you to win $1,000 cash. The contest is called Easy Money. If you do participate, make sure you pick up those block numbers because it could be us with $1,000. The way that you participate is with the keyword to text, which we're going to have for you in about 5 minutes. So hang out.
So if you're new to the show, Marcus has a six-year-old daughter, and we always talk on the show about how we think she's just going to be smarter than all of us in a few years, but she's really like, what happened last night that you're like, okay, I'm screwed?
The timetable has been accelerated. I don't know if there are any other parents out there where you look at your kid and you're like, oh my God, they're going to be exponentially smarter than I am, and quickly. Based on what happened last night, I think I got about 9 months before she lapsed me, and she's six. So... she's obsessed with the movie Akilah and the Bee. This is a story of a little girl who goes on to win the National Spelling Bee Championship. And so my daughter has taken some of the big words out of the movie and will now spell them on a regular basis. And she does it like she's in the spelling bee. Listen to this.
Prestidigitation. P-R-E-S-T-I-D-I-G-I-T. T-A-T-I-O-N. Prestidigitation.
I just...
You know you're dumb when your first question is prestidigitation a word? I didn't even know that was a word.
I gotta
also,
tell you.
Also, what does it mean? I've never even heard the word.
I have no idea. I haven't looked it up. But... No, I'm kidding. I did look that one up, and it means of or relating to performing magic tricks.
Okay.
A bit of prestidigitation. But look, as a word nerd, as the chief of the grammar police, and as the son of a linguist with a PhD, this warms my heart. I am unbelievably proud that she has chosen this path. You have no idea how much this little girl impresses me. But at the same time, I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Well, because... Very routinely, you know, that was just a shining example, but like very routinely, I'm realizing like I'll try to do that dad thing at the dinner table. Like, hey, did you know about the blah, 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 blah? Oh, yeah, I already knew that, Daddy. And then she'll rattle off some other fact. So like we were talking about hummingbirds the other day and she's like, Daddy, did you know that hummingbirds are the only bird that can fly backwards? And I was like, what? No, I didn't know that. Or I was discussing, you know, I was telling her about the DNA test I just took. And I go, yeah, Daddy found out he's like 15% Peruvian. She goes, you mean like the potato? I'm like, what? And I remember, dude, the other thing is, she's exactly the opposite of me in this. This little girl has the mind of a steel, she has the memory of a steel trap. Because I used to serve her Peruvian potatoes when she was like 3 because yeah. They were purple. It was her favorite color. And she's never forgotten that.
That's so cute.
And I just, God, cute, I don't want to call it alarming, but I really got to stay on my toes because what I can see is when she's about 15, she wants to 16, she wants to borrow the car or she starts some argument. She's going to sandbag for an argument overnight on Google and have all the facts straight. And then she's going to hit me with it. You know what I mean? And I won't be ready for it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Anyway,
smart anybody else? Girl, smart
I'll
little
girl. I'll tell you what, I can't be the only one dealing with this, but I'm so proud of her. So great. 7:20. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk about Meghan Markle, and people think they know the sex of her baby based on something she wore on an interview this week. We'll talk about that at 7:50.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
It's Friday, and it's time to roll into the weekend with a smile on your face. This hour, good news brought to you by Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. We find those feel-good stories on the internet and stuff that you share and stuff from our personal lives, and we appreciate it. Sandy, tell me some good news.
Yesterday, I mentioned a guy from Tennessee who drove 12 hours to Texas to help people there with his $7,000 worth of supplies.
Right.
Well, now there's a story about a plumber from New Jersey who is doing the same. His name is Andrew Mitchell. He loaded his truck with supplies. He also took his wife, his 2-year-old son, and his brother-in-law, and they drove 22 hours to Texas.
Wow.
To try to help people with their pipes. And he said he's already done a dozen jobs, and they just extended their stay 2 more weeks. Because the local plumbers are too busy and they need help. So I just, the people that are just dropping their life and driving and just to help,
sure,
heroes.
So selfless. I love it. I love that story. Plus, dude, if I'm a plumber and my wife agrees to grab our 2-year-old and drive 22 hours, like the whole family, they're saints. I swear.
Yeah.
I love it. We're doing good news right now. My good news is personal. I took my dad in to get his second shot of the vaccine yesterday. And I want to thank everybody. It's like a Stanford satellite office at Good Samaritan in San Jose where it's a vaccination clinic. And it's just like clockwork, man. You walk in. Are you here for the vaccine? Points this way. Go that way. I mean, they're used to dealing with senior citizens. And everybody was so kind and so nice. Let me have you sit over here. So thank you. I know a lot of times that work is kind of thankless, but man, they are taking care of people down there. And I also wanted, we were riding home, and my dad has early stage dementia, so he kind of wanders off a lot. But Sandy, he squeezed my arm in a way that I could tell that he knew that I was taking care of him.
Oh, that's
you know what
sweet.
I mean?
That's very sweet.
And I knew that he. I guess my only point is, like, if you have a senior in your life or an adult, you know, your parents, like, take care of them. They need you. They can't do this alone. It's such a difficult process to get an appointment and stuff. And to if you're an older person, so if you have an older parent, I saw a lot of people my age taking their parents in. I felt like I was part of a team, like we were just handling our business for our parents. So if you've got a senior in your life, help them out, man. It's just something to do, because the sooner we get our old people vaccinated, the sooner we can all get back to eating indoors. Am I right, Sandy?
No, I ate indoors last night, but yes.
But you see what I mean. But anyway, thank you to everybody down there at the Stanford Vaccination Clinic at Good Sam. I really appreciate you guys very much for what you're doing. And Pop's got his second vaccine. If you want to see a picture of me and my dad, it's up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram right now. Give it a follow. We'll check what's trending next at 7:50.
Now it's What's Trending.
What's Trending. What's Trending.
With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending.
Well, based on a pink sapphire ring that Meghan Markle wore in an interview this week, people think that was her way of telling us, I'm having a baby girl. Who really knows? But she's a few months along. People will make something out of anything, but I don't blame them because we all do want to know. Prince Harry was also just on The Late Late Show with James Corden, which was so cute because they're actually good friends in real life. Like, James Corden went to his wedding.
Right.
So they did this whole thing. It's so funny. They probably had to do it as privately as possible. So they did it on the top of a double-decker bus. The whole interview was up there. They had high tea. They went and toured the home of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then Harry actually needed to use the restroom really bad. And it was just so funny. There's actual owners of the house. He's like, I have to wee. Can I go in, please? And he just went in.
I know you think my conspiracy theory's nuts, but I think he just wanted to say, I whizzed in the Fresh Prince house. I do.
Nope. I don't believe it at all. I think Prince Harry has whizzed in many more famous houses. He's royal.
Okay, but he's also a product of like the 80s and 90s, and that was the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not Prince Harry, but there was one time we did an event with some of the San Francisco 49ers, and I had to pull up at one of their houses. I'm not going to tell you which one, but it was a famous one. And all I wanted to do was get inside, so I told him, can I use your bathroom, bro? And he let me, and I whizzed in his bathroom, so I can forever
say. So you made up the excuse just to do that?
Yeah, I'm pretty much Prince Harry.
That's so gross. Lady Gaga, I don't know if you heard about this story, but this is so sad. Her dog walker, she's in Italy right now, and her dog walker was walking her dogs in LA, and the guy was robbed at gunpoint and shot.
So awful.
Is in critical condition. The dogs are still missing, and now there's a $500,000 reward to try to return them. But I don't know what the details are as far as, did he know this was her dog walker? Is he doing, whoever did this, is they did it for money? I don't know. But either way, just a really, really sad story.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas has a new album coming out March 12th called Spaceman, and here's the first single.
And I'm talking to you.
I do like it. Very smooth. Very smooth.
Talented kid, man.
If you want to laugh, we have a photo we just reposted on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram of Martha Stewart, her recent photo shoot for Harper's Bazaar, and girlfriend's looking sexy.
Yeah.
She's got her legs are showing and her little tight black dress. The girls are pushed up. She's leaning against the wall. She wants you to want her. She does.
She's 79. There was one comment online that killed me. Stop coming after my husband, Martha.
Yeah.
In the same interview, she talks about how she's mad still because, you know, she was in federal prison back in the day, like 2004, for 5 months, and then she was on parole. Her parole officer, so Saturday Night Live asked her to host, and her parole officer would not give her the time to do it. And she's bummed out. She's like, I would have liked to have put that on my resume. Again, I believe she could probably call, they'd probably call her tomorrow and make it happen, and the internet would explode.
Oh, absolutely.
Sandy, this might be the news you need. Bruno Mars has a new album coming out, and the first single drops on Friday.
Is it a new band he created too?
Okay, so it's a collabo with Anderson .Paak. They're going to call themselves Silk Sonic.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the new song, he says, drops next Friday, March 5th. So that is something to look forward to. We know how we feel about Bruno Mars' music could single-handedly bring us out of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's that good. Am I right?
Yes. That's probably the best concert I ever went to.
Honestly. Hasbro just announced that the popular Mr. Potato Head toy is going gender neutral starting sometime this year. They're going to be rebranding the franchise as just Potato Head. They said that after 70 years, they just needed a makeover. And look, Mr. Potato Head not going away, Mrs. Potato Head not going away. The characters will still be there. Just the whole franchise will be called Potato Head. They want to be a little bit more inclusive. I know that it touched off a little bit of a debate here in the studio because it seems like a little bit of overkill. Yes, fair?
I think they should just add a gender-neutral potato to the family.
Okay.
Just add another family member.
See, and I like the fact that they're dropping the Mr. because subconsciously it might give the impression that maybe the male gender is superior or maybe it's not as inclusive. I see what you're saying. That's where I'm at with it. What else do I have here? Oh, the Food and Drug Administration, the staff has endorsed Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine. This is a critical step in bringing it to market. It's going to go before the board, which will take the review under consideration. So Johnson & Johnson, we could have a third vaccine in the market by, next Friday. We'll keep you posted on that. Speaking of which, my dad got his vaccine, second shot. Thank you to everybody who's checked in and said, you know, once you get the second shot, keep an eye on him because that's when, you know, you might have some side effects or your immune system pops in. So currently the patient is resting comfortably. I'll keep you posted. But he got his second shot. He was so stoked about it. If you want to, and he's got a fresh haircut too. Somebody just said he looks like, Daniel Craig, 007 in the photo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
By the way, ladies, he's available. 85, single. He's got his own place down here at the coast. If you're cruising, I mean, let me know. Hit me up. If you want to see the picture, Marcus and Sandy on Instagram. Give it a follow. Oh, sorry. Coming up in a couple of minutes, our new game. Don't forget, you're going to play at 8:05.
It's called What You Know About That. That's coming up at 8:05.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog
at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. You know what time it is. Time to play What You Know About That, our brand new trivia game.
Yep, and whoever wins today gets a $100 Disney gift card and then is qualified for the grand prize, a trip for four to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii.
So exciting. Let's bring our contestants on to play. Tracy in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
And then we have Tui in San Jose, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure you know the game. We're going to give you five questions each, the same questions. We're going to ask you both separately. You'll have 50 seconds to answer the questions. If you don't get an answer right or if you don't know, just say pass and we'll come back if there's time, okay?
Let's put Thuy on hold in San Jose and go to Tracy in Concord. Here we go. Okay, Tracy, you ready?
I'm ready.
How many players does each team have on the court at one time during a game of basketball?
12.
Control V is the keyboard shortcut for which function on a computer?
Copy and paste.
Venison is the meat for which type of animal?
Deer.
Where in the human body would you find the femur?
The leg.
Bruce Wayne is the real name of which comic book superhero?
Superman.
All right. Answer for everything. Hang on one sec, okay? Let's bring on Thuy in San Jose. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so here we go. We're going to do five questions, 50 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and then we'll come back if there's time. How many players does each team have on the court at one time during a game of basketball?
Five.
Control V is the keyboard shortcut for which function on a computer?
Pace.
Venison is the meat of which type of animal?
Skip.
Where in the human body would you find the femur?
The leg.
Bruce Wayne is the real name of which comic book superhero?
Batman.
All right, now we'll go back to the one that you passed on. Venison is the meat of which type of animal?
Deer.
It's interesting how everybody knows the answer after they pass because there's time.
Oh, my God.
Conspiracy theory. All right.
I wish.
It's all right. I'm not judging. We're bringing back on Tracy in Concord. Thuy's in San Jose. Let's see how we did. Question one, how many players does each team have on the court at one time during a game of basketball?
Tracy guessed 12. Thuy guessed 5. The correct answer was 5.
Control V is the keyboard shortcut for which function on a computer?
Both ladies guessed paste, and that is the correct answer.
Wait, I don't know.
Wait,
dude.
Sandy, hang on.
Really?
Because Tracy said copy and paste.
Yeah.
Tui said paste. Control.
I thought that was the whole function.
Control C is copy. Control V is paste.
And Control V is paste.
Yeah, so I can't accept that one. So Twee gets that one.
Shot down by the judge in the studio.
All right.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Jason's a jerk, and I'm really nice. Y'all and sorry,
today.
Guys.
This game is savage.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not very nice. Okay.
Venison is the meat on what type of animal?
Tracy and Twee both guessed deer, and that is the right answer.
Nice. Where in the human body would you find the femur?
Both ladies guessed leg, and that is the right answer.
Finally, Bruce Wayne is the real name for which comic book superhero?
Tracy guessed Superman. Twee guessed Batman. The correct answer was Batman.
Twee for the win. Nice job.
Hey.
Look at that. Good
Congratulations.
Work. Twee, you're qualified for your chance at that grand prize. It's a trip for four to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. That's what's happening.
Thank you.
Splash out with multiple pools and water slides. Say aloha to Mickey Mouse and his friends or take in live entertainment. Escape to the magic you've been dreaming of. And you've got that $100 Disney gift card instantly. Rooting for you, okay?
Thank you.
Now it's What's Trending.
What's Trending?
With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending?
Some people think Meghan Markle is having a baby girl because she was wearing a pink sapphire ring on her interview with Spotify this week. It did very much stand out. And you don't often see women wearing a bright pink sparkly ring, so you never know. Maybe
she's sending us a
way.
Message, obviously.
I wonder if she did that for her friends, you know, like her best friends. Like, if you guys are watching, look for my ring. I love when people do that on TV. They give little hints to people watching.
Sure.
Also, on our Facebook page, I just put a video of Prince Harry was on the Late Late Show with James Corden last night. It was so cute because they're friends in real life. They had high tea on top of a double-decker bus. They toured the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion. They did a FaceTime with Meghan. So if you want to see that, it's so cute. That is on our Facebook page. Let's see. Lady Gaga's dog walker. Unfortunately, I don't know if you heard the story. He was in Los Angeles. She's in Italy right now. But he was robbed at gunpoint and shot. And he's in the hospital. Critical condition. The dogs are still missing. So now she's offered a $500,000 reward for their return. But just horrible news.
I hope he's okay. Because like critical condition honestly could go either way. So let's just all say a prayer.
Yep, that's all we can do.
Poor guy.
Really, really sad. Nick Jonas announced a new album coming out March 12th called Spaceman, and he did release the lead single Spaceman yesterday. Here's a few seconds. And I'm talking to you. Sexy, right?
God, that's so good. He's so good.
I like it. Jason, you faded that out way too early. I was getting into it. Can we try it again? Yes. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. God, I feel like putting on some cute outfits right now and just getting into it.
So do I, to be honest.
March 12th is when that comes out. Also, speaking of sexy, Martha Stewart, she is getting flashy. She did a photo shoot for Harper's Bazaar. If you want to see those pictures, we have that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. A lot of people saying, damn, Martha, she's 79. She looks amazing.
Stop coming after my mans, Martha. That's what a lot of the comments are. That's great. More new music coming out. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak have announced they've formed a new super group. And they've got a new album coming out March 5th. I just lost all my information, so I can't remember the name of the super group, but I do feel it important to let everybody know when Bruno Mars has new music out, because he can pretty much lift us out of a pandemic, can he, Sandy?
Bruno is a magical, magical man.
Mm-hmm.
And very sexy.
Look for a new single from them next Friday, the 5th.
Silk Sonic is the band.
That's the name of the group. Thank you. Post Malone has released a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish, Only Want to Be With You from 1995, and my head is blown off. Please play. I just want to love you, but you won't know where my ring, but there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you. I mean,
the guy can do anything.
If I met Post Malone and didn't know who, I would think either A, my sister just got a new boyfriend, or B, my brother who needs a job has coming to live with us. Literally, like I would not. That guy is so talented. Swear.
Did you ever hear him cover Nirvana?
No.
I forgot the song, but he did like a whole album stream of Nirvana and it was so good. Like that guy can cover anything.
Yeah. So he did that cover of Hootie and the Blowfish for the Pokemon Day 25th anniversary virtual concert, which is happening tomorrow. It's called the Pokemon 25th version, and a lot of the production in the song is said to mirror the early Pokemon video game. So there you go. Good job, Posty. The Food and Drug Administration staff has endorsed Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. If the committee approves it at the end of the week, then this could drop a third vaccine into the marketplace, which is what we need right now, which is pretty awesome. What else do I have for you? Hasbro has just announced that Mr. Potato Head, well, all the headlines ran saying that Mr. Potato Head was going gender neutral, but Hasbro had to put out another tweet saying, look, the doll Mr. Potato Head is not going anywhere. He's still being a Mr. The Mrs. Potato Head is still a Mrs., but they're not calling the franchise Mr. Potato Head anymore. They're just going to call it Potato Head. And, reason being, maybe there's a subconscious that, you know, the man is more important than the woman or however they're doing. They're basically saying, look, it just needed a rebrand. It's been 70 years. Mm-hmm. And I say, do it before somebody tells you to do it on Twitter, honestly. So maybe they're a step ahead. What?
Before you get bullied into it?
Pretty much. Honestly, before somebody brings it up, you know what I mean? I think it's a step in the right direction for inclusion. On the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, took my dad to Stanford on the vaccination clinic there at Good Sam yesterday. A good picture of us. A lot of people saying he looks like James Bond. He's got a fresh haircut that my wife gave him. If you want to see the picture, super exciting day. Follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog
at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 9:37. Good morning.
Sometimes on this show, we talk about Post Malone and how we both wish we were as cool as him. You may have heard he just did a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish, Only Want to Be With You, 1995. And, dude, he did a great job.
Yeah.
I just want to love you, but you want to wear my ring. But there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you.
Post Malone.
What he does is gold.
He's very interesting to me. He's an interesting fellow because if you ever see a picture of Post Malone, you know, he's got face tattoos. He's got his hair's all kind of wrecked, but he's got tremendous style in his own way. And he just looks like he barely showed up for adulting. But he's one of the most talented people you've ever met in your life.
He's a genius. Like, I remember when he covered Nirvana and I was like, Nirvana. But then I heard it. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. Like, I don't think there's anything. I'm just thinking out loud of the songs I want to hear him cover. I'm writing out a list. Baby One More Time by Britney. Think he could do it. Sailing, Christopher Cross. Whip It by Devo. Like, I bet you he could make any song cool again.
I don't know anything about him, like growing up or whatever. His real name is Austin. And I've seen old footage of him in high school at like talent shows. And he'll go from like rapping to on the acoustic guitar. And I guarantee you, his mom yelled at him like, damn it, Austin, you need to make something of yourself. Stay away from this music. He just strikes me as that kind of guy. Again, I don't know anything about him. But if you saw him on the street and didn't know who he was, he always has a whiskey in his hand and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And you just want to either... You know, I said it last hour, like he looks like one of my sister's ex-boyfriends or that brother who's coming to stay because he can't find a job. Like he blows me away. He's got so much swag. Anyway.
He really does. Very, very talented.
Can we play that one more time, Jason? This is Post Malone covering Hootie.
Somewhere out there, Darius Rucker is saying, damn it all. I missed our music too.
Right? That's really the reason I wanted Jason to play it again. Crack Rear View was one of the greatest albums ever. If you're not familiar with Hootie and the Blowfish, go look it up in the iHeartRadio app. Also, Post Malone, incidentally, worth $24 million. I think we're done here.
Yeah, that guy's killing it in life. Good for him.
Swear, good for him. You're going to be able to catch him tomorrow. It's a special concert that he's part of for Pokemon's 25th anniversary. That's why the song, the production, kind of sounds like the old Pokemon game. There you go. It's Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, 9:40, and Easy Money on the way. We have another keyword for you to text for $1,000 coming up at 10:25. Hang on. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 9:52. We're about to bounce out of here. Enjoy the weather this weekend. Sandy, what do you have going on? Are you going on a hike or anything?
I... No. know. I think I'm actually going to see my parents tomorrow night.
Okay.
And I don't know. I didn't plan that far ahead. I have a lot of cleaning to do, which is boring and adulting.
I got it. I haven't decided if this is the weekend I go outside or not, because I'm about to ask producer Jason out on a bro date. Are we getting on Xbox Live and gaming tonight, dude, or what?
Oh, you want to come to my camp? You want to invite you to my camp?
Didn't you guys already game this week? Is this a second date during the week?
When you see someone twice in 1 week, that's when it's true love, I guess.
I know. That's how you know it's serious.
Wow. Take it to the next level.
We'll be in front of a virtual campfire with our horses playing Red Dead Redemption on Xbox this weekend.
See you tonight, babe.
See you tonight, sugar.
Cool.
9:53. Nina's on the way next. She's got more music for you after 10 o'clock for your workday. Not only that, but a shot at $1,000. It's easy money. All the info is at 1013.com, but your keyword is at 1025. Have a great day. We'll talk to you Monday.